Welcome home. Welcome home. This is how Barack Obama greeted our troops, our veterans, when they came back from the Iraq War. He ended the war, showed his leadership qualities, and kept his promise. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this debate once again. First, I'd like to take a look at what Team Opposition addressed in their speech right now. Well, their basic mentality is very Republican, and therefore we can kind of sum it up as in, well, we left you a big mess, you didn't clean up fast enough, and now give it back to us. Well, Obama needs time, ladies and gentlemen. He needs 4 more years. He deserves 4 more years because he has proven to us that he has the ability to do it. The economy was in free fall, ladies and gentlemen. What did Obama do? He put a floor under this. He saved the automobile industry in the U.S. Ladies and gentlemen, these are aspects. It is a long road to recovery, ladies and gentlemen. This will not go so fast, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be a long time, and we just have to accept that it will take time. And with Obama, we can do this. No, thank you. Next, they addressed that he was actually pulling the parties more apart. Who is his vice president, ladies and gentlemen? Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a Republican. He worked together with the Republicans. He appointed them to his staff. No, thank you. He trusted them to do this. He is trying at the best he can to work together with whoever he can. But sometimes the grand old party just decides, well, we don't really want to make this country better, but just try to get the president out of office, ladies and gentlemen.
Sir.
This is simply what we have seen in the last 4 years. No, thank you. So we have seen that Obama, with all his heart, what he can do, he has fought. He has fought for the country, and he has done what he can. And he will keep doing this, ladies and gentlemen. He deserves 4 more years because he has shown us that he has the ability to do it. No, thank you. So let me go on with my own substantial speech. Today, I want to talk about Obama's leadership qualities, about what he has done for the U.S., how he has led them in this hard time, ladies and gentlemen, in these tough 4 years. I'd first like to address the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, what was he left with? 2 wars, ladies and gentlemen. What did these wars mean for the U.S.? They meant $5 trillion in debt extra for the U.S., ladies and gentlemen. Yes, please?
Has he managed to pull back the troops in the 4 years?
Yeah, he started. Iraqis pulled the troops back. He has a plan to pull them back in 2014 out of Afghanistan. He has showed us that by pulling them out of Iraq, he can do the same thing in Afghanistan. And he is doing it responsibly, ladies and gentlemen. His opponents have never brought us a plan how they would do it. No, thank you. But he has shown us that he is responsible enough to do this in a measure that will not harm. Because what should he have done? He was left with this mess. What should he do? The wars have cost 5,000 lives of soldiers of the U.S., ladies and gentlemen. They have cost us $5 trillion of extra debt, ladies and gentlemen. What was the best thing he could do? Well, he could lead us out of this, and this is what he's doing, this is what he will do, and that is why he deserves our trust. No, thank you.
Sir.
No, thank you. When the military will be pulled back, we can cut military spending, ladies and gentlemen, and use this money at home, on homes, on our economy, ladies and gentlemen. It was not his fault that he had to spend that much on the military, ladies and gentlemen. It was not his fault, and he deserves another 4 years because he showed us that he has the ability to be responsible. No, thank you. What else has he done? Well, he's promised to hunt down Al-Qaeda, the leadership of Al-Qaeda. What has he done? He has given one of the toughest orders in U.S. history. He gave the order to kill Osama bin Laden. And what has this done? It has shown the American people that America can still fight, ladies and gentlemen. It's given the American people hope. That is one of the most important things in a time like this, ladies and gentlemen. What else could we have asked for from him? He has shown the American people where to go, ladies and gentlemen. We know it is tough. We know it is a tough time for everyone. We know it is tough for the president. And why does he deserve 4 more years? Well, because over the past 4 years, he has shown us that he is a leader that America needs for our future. He has shown that he is ready to cooperate, not like other presidents that would go a total different way. He is ready to cooperate. Yes, please.
Has he shown us that by leading us into a $16 trillion deficit?
As I addressed, ladies and gentlemen, it was very difficult for Obama with the mess that he was given. The Republicans think that because they left him this mess and he didn't clean it up fast enough, they think they can do a better job. Simply, this is not what is realistic, ladies and gentlemen. He is doing the best he can, ladies and gentlemen. And he is a leader that we need in times like this. No, thank you. He is a leader that has shown us that in a tough time, he will lead America. He will lead them like they need. So, for giving Obama time to finish what he has started, for giving him time for what he deserves, for moving forward, for bringing back America to what it was, may God bless us and may God bless the United States of America. Thank you.